Welcome to Droughtland. A desert world colonized merely a century and a memory ago by the civilized forces of humanity, hailing from across the endless seas of the unknown north.
Barren and cracked, populated by dinosaurs, dragons, and cults, sporting plentiful reserves of diesel, minerals, diamonds, and a rare and powerful substance known as iridium. Humans have rapidly brought an industrial revolution to an otherwise organic and underdeveloped desert.
The natives of this land, tall and powerful reptilians called the Kal-Vec, differ on their opinion of the human element that has now begun to dominate their homeland. After a brief, bloody clash between the human colonizers and the Kal-Vec, known as the War of the Sands, tension between the two vastly differing cultures have remained cold, but mostly peaceful.
Some Kal-Vec choose to assimilate into human culture, living in a placid mutual tolerance with the human miners and merchants of the newly industrialized society.
Others, following the traditions of their people, still live in small, often warring tribes, leading nomadic lifestyles across the wasteland, following the storm clouds, wherever they may be.
Nearly three decades ago, an unknown affliction settled upon the life-giving springs which feed the underground reservoirs flowing into the sparse desert lakes responsible for maintaining the ecology of dozens of species, human and Kal-Vec included.
Oases across the desert turned from luscious centers of thriving life into putrid swamps of decay as the toxic water continues to transform the ecosystems around it into a monstrous, rotting echo of life.
Despite this, humanity persists. Moisture harvesters and water prospectors supplement the life-saving supply of hydration medication, called hydros, shipped in regularly from the industrial core of humanity, the central cities.
To the east of the Great Chasm, the central cities live in prosperity, settled on a spring unaffected by the fouling of the water. Patrolling their borders with giant zeppelins armed to the teeth, the central cities thrive off their freshwater sources and plentiful iridium mines, holding the outskirts in an iron grip of control through the manufacturing and exportation of hydros.
Out here in the real world, the desert, the outskirts, humanity and the Kal-Vec both face the daily horror that is the struggle for mere existence in a poisoned wasteland populated by monsters and madness.